Now, this may just be me, but I hear the same message coming out of so many readings to me personally, and I'm not tarring in this brush. And the message that comes out of them seems to be a polite version of just telling yourself, Jimmy, listen, this is how it works deep down. It is not all about you. That was brave of me, wasn't it? Readings very often give us a story with both common sense and godly wisdom, helping us to know when we're making it all about ourselves and when we can truly glimpse God in the everyday. And today's readings are no exception. They shine a light on our relationships. There's human wisdom, and we can glimpse something much deeper and more challenging if we're brave enough to try. Now, I don't know about you, but especially during COVID and all sorts of things, many of our relationships are maintained and nurtured during phone calls these days. Think of one of those long phone calls with a friend, and you put the phone down, and you realise that you actually didn't get a word in edgewise. It's not just me, is it? Yes, it depends on what each of you is going through at the time. And in a precious long-term friendship, the one who's hogged the call generally realises pretty soon. They may phone back to fess up, make amends. Sometimes it's just the way that relationship works, and both people are happy, or things get renegotiated, or the friendship gradually dwindles. And if it forms too much of a pattern for too long, we may end up thinking of people as either radiators or drains. People who radiate warmth and comfort, or who leave us feeling depleted, drained of energy and oomph. We may see Jesus as radiating God's love and his friends as draining him of energy as they squabble for status, or on good days as they strive to understand his message. But we also hear of times when Jesus gets drained, when he goes apart and prays to the Father to be topped up. We see the disciples radiate God's love to other people. So within us, within each of us, we have the capacity to drain and to radiate. Knowing and acting on that helps us not to fall automatically into one role or the other. We can be sensitive to what's needed and when in our everyday lives. Relating respectfully means that we're all more inclined to speak and to listen with open hearts. And that's one of the human insights which runs through both these readings, I think. But what do our readings say about God? What's the golden thread running through them which shows us kingdom values? Now that's trickier to pin down, I think. I wonder whether we play down kingdom values in how we live and in what we do. We're willfully blind as we drain planet Earth of precious resources. And now we see in the news that we are moving on to use and abuse resources well beyond it. We want to secure our place and our reputation with future generations. But we don't live in a way that tells that story. That, at least, hasn't changed. Jesus' friends don't live in ways which would tell his story. They know they need him, they know they are nothing without him. But they don't listen to words they don't want to hear either. He tries to tell them about his death, they don't want to know. But still, they argue about who's top disciple, about their rankings. And we wonder whether they can hear themselves. Then, we hear Jesus speaking of the children, ignored rather than treasured in the society of that time. The ones who are the little and the least. Jesus turns things upside down, as he does so often. He puts a small child in front of them, a child who may not be particularly treasured by anyone. He looks them all in the eye. He tells them that this scrap of humanity is infinitely precious in God's eyes. Jesus says that if we welcome the little and the least, we welcome not only him, but God the Father. This is the way into God's kingdom. All are invited and all are welcome. And we hear Jesus trying to help them to hear what he gives, what he will give, in order to enable God's love to live in us day by day. And of course, it's nothing less than ever. The disciples will learn the hard way that it's not all about them. It's about putting Jesus, God, front and centre, and living that out. And in living that out, everything else falls into place. His people find their place with each other as they live it out. They live as the servants of all, spreading Jesus' teachings to the world, then and now. Their teaching and their lives radiate their commitment to the leader they love. They take Jesus' teaching to heart. Some of them die in the service of Christ and his kingdom. They learn to come close to God, and they find that God does indeed come close to them. They know that their community is fragile and can be threatened if they vie with one another, if they compete. So they work and pray to get over themselves, just as we all must, if we too are to live and work to God's praise.